G'day race fans, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is here, and that means it's the beginning of the triple header to the run home to find out who is going to be the 2025 World Drivers Champion. Three drivers still in the mix, but if Lando Norris gets it done here, well, I think he puts a pretty firm grip on that trophy. Mick, big weekend, big ramifications on the championship. This could go either way. How do you think this weekend's going to play out?
Well, it's a bit of a lottery here. We have the super cold temps, and I don't really think McLaren are going to be quite the dominant force that they normally are. So, like you said, there's a lot to play for. If Lando can get it right, he certainly will have a firm grasp on that championship trophy.
Yeah, no, exactly right, mate. If you go by last year's results, it was a 1-2 to the Mercedes boys, and well, those McLarens definitely struggled over the weekend. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things play out with those cold temperatures. Now, keep in mind, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday race weekend here, but it looks like temperatures are going to be around 10 degrees on average and possibility of a bit of rain floating around on Thursday. But you did mention to me earlier that they have pulled the session times 2 hours forward compared to last year as well, right?
Yeah, so I think that's basically to try and combat a little bit of that low temperatures because, man, what, like you said, an average of basically between 10 and 12 degrees, that track, man, is going to be ice cold. And the problem with that is too, man, like graining. Graining is a massive issue here.
The tire deg is going to be extremely high. We saw that last year. Pirelli bought the C3, the C4 and the C5 tire compound and we got multiple pit stops. The strategy last year was primarily starting off on the medium, finishing off on the hards. I think we're going to see pretty much the same sort of strategy this year with those exact same tire compounds and, of course, the cold weather. Now, without further ado, let's just get stuck in. The McLaren boys, massive one this weekend because of the reasons we talked about. It could be that banana skin track. Lando, he's on a roll, going for his third win in a row. And if he gets it done this weekend, mate, I think that may be the title decided.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think he's going to get it done this weekend. I think they're going to struggle here, similar to last year. The cold temperatures won't suit them. Last year, they struggled to turn their tyres on and then they suffered with a lot of graining. And I think, yes, the car's probably better than last year, but I think that might still be a similar sort of issue. Oscar, man, bro, he's got to get aggressive. He's got to be aggressive on setup. He's got to be aggressive on strategy. He's got to try something because, like you said, two wins in a row to Lando. He's already got one hand on that trophy and Lando's just got to play the championship game. All he's got to do is just make sure he's right behind Oscar and he'll get the job done.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Oscar prepares for this weekend and approaches it because it's a street circuit. There isn't a lot of, you could say, tolerance for making mistakes. The walls are pretty close. We saw that last year. It is one of those tracks. If you want to bite a little bit more, then expect to be chewed out if you don't get it right. So for Oscar, and like you said, he's going to have to take risks. He probably have to take risks on the setup side, be a lot more aggressive, but then obviously opening up a little bit more risk.
Great strategy, man. The issue with Oscar, we're going to a low grip circuit and these are the conditions. Well, it's not a low grip circuit. The circuit grip is actually high, but it's the cold temperatures. And he's struggled when the car is lacking grip. He can't seem to get his head around it and find a fix for it. So this is not really a weekend he needed to come in trailing the championship by as many points as he is.
Yeah,
you know,
24. So big.
Yeah. For example, you're starting on the front row. Lando's on the mediums and you're on the front row, you've got to start on the softs. You've got to try something different now. All Lando has to do is just sit behind Oscar. Yep. I think Max is out of the equation. Max isn't the issue. Championship game now for Lando.
What do you reckon? Chance of a podium for the McLarens? I mean, you seem to think they're going to struggle, but top
yeah,
three.
Yeah, well, I haven't got him in. I haven't got him on a podium this year, this
Ooh,
race.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
So
Tough one to call. Now, let's go on with Red Bull. Do you think Max is out of the championship race at this point? It's bridged too far. We both seem to think it. But, mate, all it takes is, a DNF for both McLaren boys, and it's like, oh, here we go again. But
yeah, well, he's definitely not out of it.
No. Like, yeah.
Anything can happen. This is the beauty of the sport, right? Max has got a brand-new engine that he took in Sao Paulo. He'll be aggressive on setup. He'll be aggressive on strategy. That card's going to be lightning around here. We've seen it's been lightning around here in the past. The cold track temperatures, man, is just going to suit them to a T. And he's got nothing to lose, man. Like we said, a bridge too far, probably. So that gives him more impetus to be way more aggressive.
It's a nothing to lose mentality now for Max, and it's going to come down to strategy. They'll be extremely risky with their strategy going for the win. Anywhere else is just not good enough. Either they get it right and he's going to win this race in my eyes, or it's just going to go horribly wrong. And basically it's the finish for Max's aspirations for a fifth championship in a row.
It's kind of hard because it's like, if you're Mekis, do you sit back and go, yes, Max is still mathematically a chance, or do we focus on just trying to wrap up that second in the constructors because they're not too far off? You're not going to be able to do that unless you have a little help from your friend, Yuki Tsunoda.
He did pretty well here last year, obviously in a V-carb, of course, but he was a top 10 finisher. If you go off the back of last race out, it was horrible. I just don't know if he has any confidence left. I think he's shot.
He looks shot, man. He looks shot. You're exactly right. I think that he needs to find some confidence from somewhere. Look, his race pace isn't too bad, but he can't do the one lap stuff, and that's what's killing him. Like, he's not allowing himself the opportunities to be a wingman for Max, and that's what's hurting Red Bull in the Constructors' Championship. Time's up, man.
Yeah, I think if it goes pear shaped, look,
it's already gone pear shaped.
Yeah, I think we tend to think that the decision's already been made, despite what they've put out in public.
Yeah, man.
But on the small chance that decision hasn't been made, if he gets it wrong here this weekend, it's got to be the nail in the coffin.
I mean, every time you step into that car, man, it's got to count for something now.
Now, Ferrari, let's go here because there's a bit of heat coming out of the Ferrari camp, particularly with what Mr. Elkin had suggested, that the drivers need to, be a little more quiet and focus on the racing. What did you think of that one?
Look, that's certainly got to put a rocket under them, I think. And I think that was probably more the aim, was try and light a bit of a fuse for them, because they'll be fired up from those comments, 100%. All three of them, Charles, Lewis, Vasseur, he basically separated the team from those three. They haven't won Drivers' Championship since Kimi Raikkonen in 07. They haven't won a Constructor since 08. Now, there's talk about they were upset with Lewis bringing all these documents in and going, hey, this is what we need to fix. But the dudes won seven.
Lewis fans are like, no, it really is eight. It really is eight. Yeah. You got it right.
Seven championships. What, six with Mercedes, one with McLaren. He knows what it takes to win a championship. And if he's seeing something that he thinks that can be improved, you'd be stupid not to listen to him. Charles, Lewis, pack your bags, man, and jump ship.
I don't understand why you bring in a driver with so much experience and success and then not look at some of those, you could say,
suggestions
that he's willing to bring to the table. But it goes back a long way. It always seems to be that Ferrari thing, right? No one comes in and then upsets the apple cart. I think there's a lot of old heads that have been there for such a long time, and that very much blink it into, this is the Ferrari way, this is the vision, we don't open up to the outside, which I think is at their own detriment.
Yeah, 100%. If you're gonna take that view, you're never going to win. You're never going to win.
Well, I haven't won much in a long time, so...
Well, what about the weekend? How do you think they're going to go this weekend, man?
I just think the cooler temperatures is a bit of an equalizer. It brings a team like Ferrari back into, you know, the podium, so to speak. And when you look at Ferrari as a whole this year, it's not as though the car is absolutely terrible. Yeah, we know it has its problems with, you know, the rear end issues, having to lift and coast a lot. But we have seen moments where the car, when it's dialed in the window, it can be quite competitive. If they get it right from that side, the setup side, the strategy side, which obviously with Ferrari is, you never know what you're going to get. And the cold temps, I think it just brings them into the mix. So I would not be surprised to see a Ferrari on a podium this week.
That's the way I'm going.
I mean, I still think Charles still has the slight upper hand. If Lewis can get the, I was about to say the Saturday, right? But if he can get Friday right this week, the qualifying right, yeah, he'll definitely be in the mix. I mean, he's done well here, P2 last year. So why not?
Yeah.
Why not, Lewis? Why not?
He has not been able to nail the one lap stuff this year, and that's really, really hurt him come race day.
Well, let's see if he gets it right. Let's see how motivated he is, or if he's a bit perturbed by those comments from John.
He'll brush him off, man. Yeah, I think both drivers will, and even Fred will just, I mean, what are you going to say? He's a boss. It's not like you're going to go, he's an idiot. Don't listen to this fool.
Well, you never know, mate. You never know what.
The best way to silence him is come out and put in a performance.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And then Elkin will claim, yeah, I was right. See, they shut up and they put in the performance. He'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of the people at the top do. But anyway, Mercedes, let's move on to them. 1-2 last time out in Las Vegas. And if you go by last week, Kimi Antonelli, great result as well. P2 in both the sprint and the feature race. He's on a high. I think Mercedes, they're going to do well here. We know they do well in the cold generally. Again, come down to strategy, et cetera. If they get everything right, nail everything, I think both of these boys are going to be on the podium this week.
Yeah, I think they're going to extend that second in the constructors this weekend. Look, we go to Georgia's side of the garage, man. He hasn't been happy the last couple of weekends with the balance of the car, so he'll want to try and get on top of that. And I think he'll want to get one over Kimi because the last 2 weekends, man, Kimi, man, he will be full of confidence at the moment. He looks super comfortable in the car. He looks super fast. And at the moment, he's getting the better of Russell.
Yeah, must give him a lot of confidence for the young fella. All right, Williams, they'll be looking to bounce back this week because out in Brazil, it was a bit of a terrible time. No one in the points and sprint and feature race. And to be honest, for Williams, I think where that car is, that was a massive disappointment. Albon, you could say, maybe stop the rot a little bit in relation to car loss. But this weekend, what do you think? Cold attempts, do you think that suits the Williams car?
Pretty ordinary the last few weekends. They've had no points since Singapore. But qualifying, I think, is still an issue, probably more so on Albon's side. So he needs to sort that out because, I mean, he's had no points since Monza. So that's a fair time ago now. So Sainz, man, Sainz is definitely the form driver out of the two at the moment. He will be a threat for Q3. Albon, if he can get himself sorted in qualifying, he'll be in the around the 10 as well.
Yeah, tough one for Williams. And I just want to see if Albon can put together a complete performance because, like you said, it's been a long time since, you know, turning some points. And we've seen Carlos get the upper hand within that inter-team battle. So I actually think Carlos will get the better result this weekend. I think just based on the P3 here last year, Carlos here will be locked in and ready to go. Williams is in a straight battle for that P5 and Constructors Championship is Racing Bulls. But if you go by last race out in Brazil, it was a good result for the team. Double points, which doesn't come around that often for a lot of these midfield teams. Lawson, well, he has a little bit of experience from last year's race, which was a bit of a disappointing one for him. We still know that there's the announcement coming on for the Red Bull seats for 2026. Now, for Liam's sake, again, we talk about it all the time, it's about nailing qualifying because when he does nail qualifying, we tend to see that points do follow. So he'll be looking to go back-to-back after a good time out in Brazil. Hadjar, despite finishing, I think it was P8 in Brazil, was pretty disappointed that he had gone back from where he had qualified. I love this little team battle between these two. I really do like it. It's a really interesting one on the grid, particularly going in for 2026.
Yeah, I've got him down for double points, man. For me, I think Lawson, I just want to see a bit of consistency. I want to see him put two back-to-back weekends together, two good weekends. He hasn't done that since Spa and Hungary where he scored points in both. So for me, I just want to see him, again, another weekend, solid weekend in the points. Like I said, starts with qualifying. Hadjar, look, Hadjar's been good, man, without being the lights out that we saw earlier in the season. And I think for him, he needs to sort his race pace out or strategy or something. When it comes to the race, you look at the last four out of the five starts, man, he's qualified inside the 10, but has finished outside the 10. As a team, again, maybe similar to Sauber, consistency. Just got to try and be consistent. And especially over these last 3 weekends, I think if you can be super consistent and keep yourself both drivers in the points, they're gonna trouble Williams this weekend. I've got them definitely double points.
All right, hometown team. Good old Haas. I mean, they get three races a year as being that hometown team. Good result last time out. We know the car has definitely improved over the last few race weekends, particularly Ollie Bearman. He seems to be getting the most out of it. This weekend, big one for, I think, for Esteban, because he needs to at least get one over Ollie, because Ollie is starting to run away as far as that inter-team battle in the back end of the season. So do you think Haas can continue on with this good back end of season performance?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that car's got some performance, man, and you would have to say they are the best of the rest at the moment, right? On Ollie's side, he's going for, what, his fifth points finish in a row now? So it tells you the car's good, right?
Yep.
It's just unfortunate that for whatever reason, Ocon just can't get himself in the mix. And again, that begins with qualifying. And when you look at it like that, over the last five, six races, man, Ocon's left a lot of points on the table for that team. There is definitely an opportunity for double points this weekend, for sure.
Well, let's go with Kick. Bit of a mixed bag out in Brazil. It was a horrible weekend for Gabby. Poor old Bortoleto. I mean, you know, we mentioned the massive accident in the sprint and then a bit of a clumsy accident, although Stroll did pinch him a little bit there in the feature race. Hulk, he's been getting it done, which is what we needed, because there was definitely some mid-season slump through there. And let's also talk about Audi just last weekend. A little bit of a sneak peek of a livery, you could say, with the Audi colors. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good once it's got all the sponsorship logo on it. Yeah, right now it just looks like a Hot Wheels car.
Yeah, it was a little underwhelming in a way, wasn't it? It was like this big announcement. Yeah.
Big announcement.
And then we just saw a car with a bit of colour on it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, man, the car's still good. The car is good. They just have been so inconsistent. I believe the car's good enough for points. They've just got to make it happen. Look, Hulk seems to be comfortable at the moment with that car, and he's got it in a bit of a sweet spot. And he's been able to get some good results off the back of it. For Gabby, man, I think Gabby just needs a clean weekend, and he just needs to close that gap to Hulk. Because at the moment, Hulk is getting the better of him. We know it's there for Gabby. For whatever reason, I think he's just got to put a clean weekend together.
I think last time out was a little bit overwhelming. That Brazilian support, massive. And it was probably one of those races where weekends back he was looking forward to, you know, wanting to put on a good show, wanting to nail it, wanting to execute it perfectly, and it just did not go to plan. A little bit like Kimi, you could say, back in Imola. So yeah. I think he's got that monkey off his back now. He can just look forward to the last final three races, and I think he'll come right. Bordeaux's class, mate. Aston Martin, another team that, well, what are we going to get from Aston Martin this week?
Nothing.
Nothing? Move on?
Nothing. Yeah, look, man, this is like another circuit that we go to that has one of the highest speeds all year. We know that car's bit draggy. Look, the only thing that might help him is the cooler track temps. Yep. Man, Alonso, we know he'll rag the thing, and he'll find some sort of performance. Yep. Whether it's good enough for Q3, I don't know. And if it is, he's going to struggle in the race anyway. Stroll's just got to try and match Alonso as best as he can.
I'm just looking at last year's results. And again, I know things have changed over the last, you could say, 11, 12 months. But yeah, I mean, both cars were knocked out in the first qualifying session last year, and both set outside the points. So,
well, they've proven the same thing, right, throughout the season.
Yeah.
Anything that requires straight line speed, they suck. Pure and simple.
Quite like frankly, they can't suck.
Yeah, like they struggle, right? They struggled at Spa, struggled at Baku. You look throughout the season, these types of circuits, low speed corners, high speed straights, it's
a bit of a nightmare.
Not going to be their weekend.
Mr. Adrian Newey has he's got a big job on his hands over there at Aston Martin to get that right for next year.
Yeah. Look, man, they'll be looking to next week. They'll be looking to next week. This week, they'll just rock up. They'll do an Alpine.
Bit of testing, tyre testing.
Yeah.
They'll do an Alpine. I don't know about they'll just do an Alpine because last year, Pierre Gasly, didn't he qualify in the top P3 qualifying?
Yeah.
For Mr. Gasly. So could this be a repeat of Brazil for Alpine for at least on Pierre's side? Colapinto doesn't have, I would say, great memories here in Las Vegas. That was a massive shunt.
He had a big
shunt
here, didn't he?
Yeah. Massive shunt here last year when he was with Williams. Big one. So Alpine, yes, they bring up the rear, but maybe Gasly is the, you could say, the surprise packet.
Yeah, look, one lap pace, he very well could get himself into Q3 at least.
Actually, wasn't it last year as well during the race where he came on the radio and he's like, I got no power. Then his engineer comes back to him and says, oh, no, everything's right. You've just hit the limiter. And then his engine just disintegrates or something blows up. How you can trust your engineer? Nah, mate, everything looks good. Then boom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Surprise.
No, mate, they'll go as little downforce as possible to try and claw some of that straight line speed back. Gasly, he's going to be coming in full of confidence off the back of Brazil. He'll be good. I think for Franco, just keep
changes.
Working towards 2026 now. Use these last 3 weekends to get yourself sorted, get yourself dialed in so you can go into 2026 full steam ahead.
Well, there you have it. Round up all the teams. But what I want to know, Mick, is who is going to have the smooth brain moment in your eyes and who's going to be the guy that, again, puts on the big show, outperforms the machinery, maybe the surprise packet for the weekend?
Yeah, the guy to outperform, I'm going to go just based off past form, man, and you have to go with Ollie. I think that car's good, man, and he's got it in a sweet spot. He's getting the results off the back of it. Yeah, I think that trend is going to continue for him. Who is my smooth brain? Yuki. Yuki's getting desperate. He's getting desperate now.
He is.
And I think, yeah.
Okay. Not bad. If I'm going with a smooth brain moment this week, I am going for, oh man, this is actually a really tough one. Really, really tough one. Because there's so much risk for some of these drivers right now, particularly like when you're looking at Piastri. Lando can sit back and relax a bit. Max is obviously going to be like taking massive risks. But my smooth brain for this week, I am going to go with Ocon. I feel like he's under a bit of pressure and I think he may just overdrive the car. And, you know, in the event of trying to outperform his teammate, may come a gutser. Well, the guy that's going to outperform and maybe surprise people, I think, is going to be Carlos Sainz. I think Carlos is going to have a big weekend. I think Carlos is going to be easily in the top 10 and drag that Williams around with a lot of vigor. I don't even know where that
Let's hope so, man, because They need to. So
yeah.
I mean, both good shout. Ocon, like you said, man, he'll be desperate to get one over his teammate, I think.
Yeah. And what about podiums? Podiums for you.
Ooh. Podium. I'm gonna go George Russell to win. I think that Mercedes is gonna be mega. Charles Leclerc second. And Max Verstappen with his brand new engine. He's gonna be hard to beat. They're my top three.
But the big question, Lando and Oscar, not necessarily where they finish, but who finishes ahead of who?
Based off form, you'd have to go Lando's going to finish ahead of Oscar. But, yeah, unless Oscar can take a risk, do something different on strategy, that's the only way he's going to finish ahead of him because Lando's way too comfortable at the moment.
Right, my podium this week, I'm going for Max because, again, you mentioned the power unit. He'll be rapid. He won here in 2023, I know, a couple of years ago, when he has nothing to lose. And if they get the strategy right, he's going to be at his best. I think we see one of those phenomenal drives. George Russell second and Kimi Antonelli third. And as far as the Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri battle, I'm with you, mate, because again, you go on form, you got to go with Lando. This weekend being the weekend that Oscar has to get it right, I think he does. I think he gets it right this week. And he gets one ahead. But again, you know, you're looking further down the order and the points differential between those places is not so big. So Lando will continue with a nice sizable lead going into Qatar. Well, there you go. Wrapped up the smooth brain, the guy that's going to outperform podium predictions, definitely do not bet on these because they are often way off the mark. But for the viewers at home, I'd love to know what you think. Throw them down in the comments. Now, Mick, as we do, you have the final thought. Throw it out there, mate.
Man, it's going to be a good weekend. Look, this is a track, I think, where we're going to see some anomalies. I'm surprised I actually spat that word out.
I didn't know that existed in your vocab.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's one of those weekends. Look, man, Oscar, he's got to be willing to risk it for the biscuit. We know Max is. He's going to throw everything at it this weekend. Saturday is going to be mega, just with track evolution, cold track temperatures. And I think we might see a bit of a mixed up grid. For you guys at home, like G said, man, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Let us know what you think. And we're on a journey to 500 subscribers in our rookie season. And we'd love for you guys to help us get there. So make sure you like and subscribe. And until the next one, catch ya.
Catch ya.